Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about our new journal, canker sores and celiacs, intestinal microorganisms and the environment, the dark side of wheat, and summertime strawberry pie. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten free, wheat free, casein free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and August 31st, 2009, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Celiac.com launches Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Celiac.com is now publishing Journal of Gluten Sensitivity, to be edited by Dr. Ron Hogan. This journal will continue to provide the same quality of information on issues and topics important to celiacs and their loved ones as the Scott Free newsletter. All the best material from the newsletter will be published as a book for your continual reference, with the goal of passing on the best and most accurate information available on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet to as many people as possible. Canker sores and celiac disease. A team of scientists in Tehran released findings last week that reveal a possible relationship between the persistent canker sores that won't respond to treatment and celiac disease. Of the 247 subjects with canker sores, 7 tested positive for celiac. Of those 7, none responded to antibiotics. 4 of those 7 adopted a gluten-free diet, and their sores showed improvement within 6 months. Intestinal microorganisms in your diet. Recent research has shown that gut bifidobacterium levels are lower in both treated and untreated celiacs. Probiotics are now more popularly available in foods and supplements, and it is known that the bifidobacteria are beneficial to the immune system, but scientists are only beginning to scratch the surface in cataloging beneficial microorganisms and determining exactly how they affect our health. Perhaps exposure to something in the environment in infancy or later in life might make the difference essential to one twin contracting celiac disease. It is possible that factors in our environment can affect our microorganisms and touch off celiac disease. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. The dark side of wheat. The Dark Side of Wheat is reprinted from the Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. In it, author Sayer G. makes some very interesting points and connections relative to wheat's involvement with the human race and a celiac's place in all this history. Here are some excerpts from his article. The globe-spanning presence of wheat and its exalted status among secular and sacred institutions alike differentiates this food from all others presently enjoyed by humans. Yet the unparalleled rise of wheat as the catalyst for the emergence of ancient civilization has not occurred without a great price. While wheat was the engine of civilization's expansion and was glorified as a necessary food, both in the physical sense, we refer to it as the staff of life, and spiritual, as in the body of Christ, those suffering from celiac disease are living testimony to the lesser-known dark side of wheat. A study of celiac disease may help unlock the mystery of why modern man who dines daily at the table of wheat is the sickest animal yet to have arisen on this strange planet of ours. If we view celiac disease as a healthy response to an unhealthy food, classic CD symptoms like diarrhea make more sense. Diarrhea can be seen as the body's way to reduce the duration of exposure to a toxin, and villus atrophy can be the body's way of preventing its absorption and shutting off the toxic effects of chronic exposure to wheat. I believe we would be better served by reviewing the symptoms of CD as expressions of bodily intelligence rather than deviance. We must shift the focus back to the disease trigger, which is wheat. People with celiac disease may actually have an advantage, because those who are non-symptomatic may be suffering from wheat in ways that are more lethal because their symptoms are more subtle. Summertime strawberry pie. This summertime treat uses any berry ripe and in plentiful supply. Right now is the season of strawberries and blueberries. The following recipe is deceptively healthy, with loads of calcium, potassium, and fiber, but your kids never need to know. Here's a list of the ingredients. Strawberries, figs, dates, ripe mashed bananas, agave nectar or honey, and gluten-free flour. So this is just to give you an idea of the recipe. For the crust, use chopped pecans, dried figs or dates, and some vanilla. Chop the pecans in a food processor. Add dried fruit and chop together. Pour in the vanilla and give it another whirl. Press this mixture into a pie pan. Next, combine the fruit filling and flour in the food processor and mix well. Pour the filling into the pie pan, top with sliced strawberries. Bake for 20 to 30 minutes or until it begins to bubble slightly in the center. Remove to cool and refrigerate until serving. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input. Please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.